Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slawbaugh to talk about what he hopes the city can accomplish in 2019. This is part two of a two-part interview. And then looking ahead to 2019 and beyond, what do you feel like is going to be accomplished, or what do you hope to get done?
You know, some of the things that that are kind of on the council's wish list, sidewalks and trails. We're working with Washington County on a master trail plan. We also have some sidewalk plans in place that we're going to revisit and look at how we can provide more sidewalk and trail inventory within the city limits. So the council is going to take an active look at that. Personally, I'd like us to be a little more diligent on our code enforcement with bringing some properties back up to a little more curb appeal on that. So we're gonna work on that. The C Avenue project in front of the library, that's going to be a nice improvement to the library and also the street there and some of our infrastructure. We're also the communities of Wellman, Riverside, Kelowna, and Washington. We did a lot of collaboration in 2018, and I'd see that continue going forward. But we came together to do a housing assessment study so that we could really evaluate kind of our inventory of houses, kind of what that sweet spot is for rental properties, new home construction, and so forth. So we're probably in the first quarter of 2019, that'll really get finalized and unveiled to the public, and that should really kind of help be a roadmap to the future for growth and really support maybe what some of us would like to see with respect to growth. I will say that in 2018, we had our largest building permit year to date. We issued about $6.7 million in building permits, and that's made up of roughly about 40 building permits. So we had a pretty active year on the building side, so that's good to see. Is we have a new subdivision, Valley View, coming on board with 12 lots here probably in the spring of 2019. That'll be available for new home construction and multifamily. So it's nice to see some of that space start to turn over into some much-needed home development.
And then looking back at this time last year, what were your expectations for 2018, and do you feel like as a whole the year lived up to it?
Yeah, I do. I think we were tasked with a lot of different things. You know, we had to maybe reprioritize a little bit halfway through the year and three quarters of the way through the year on some of the things that that we wanted. But, you know, we kind of put those kind of reprioritized and lessened that a little bit and put the focus on the 2019. But, you know, I think all in all, we had a very successful year. We were able to get a lot of projects done. Budget-wise, we were able to stay within those budgetary parameters as set forth by the public and the council. So we feel, you know, very proud about that. We also did, you know, one of the things that maybe slowed some of our growth there for a while was the flood impact through FEMA and the 100-year floodplain. In 2018, we did complete a 1,300 linear foot of stream bank restoration, kind of a foundational project that we wanted to see how that worked and how the project aesthetically married into the community. And I think it was met with success. And I think the property owners were pleased with it. So we'll look to kind of continue those efforts further north with the goal of being able to lessen our flood impact and kind of that footprint of the 100-year floodplain. And on another topic on that, the city did acquire 55 acres kind of on the north edge of the community. And the goal with that 55 acres is to install three flood mitigation projects. You'd have one probably about an 8.6 to 9.6 acre pond that would have freeboard capacity to hold water back in times of need. And then we'll have two more dry cells adjacent to the property that would allow us to, again, hold back water from north into Johnson County as that those heavy rain events occur, and allow us to maybe utilize our streams and drainage ways at a lesser capacity than what they do during the heavy rain events, and then mitigate some of those flood impact issues that we've seen when we get those kind of those catastrophic rains. So we're working on that right now on the engineering side. The byproduct of that project is that we'll have some land inventory that we could then work with a subdivider on to help kind of spur that next round of growth within the community for new lots and so forth. And we would estimate that we'd have between 45 and 50 lots that could potentially be made available depending on who comes in and develops it and so forth. So, you know, it's exciting stuff on that side too to see that we're going to have some, you know, some growth in the near future with new home development and creating new inventory for those within the community to move up within.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slawbaugh. You can find this program along with the first half of the interview at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.